Jury selection continues today. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Former President Trump will be back in court in New York City today as questions of potential jurors rolls into day two of his criminal hush money trial, the judge ordering him to be there every day.
We got a real problem with this judge. We have a real problem with a lot of things having to do with this trial.
And that means the former president may miss the Supreme Court hearing over his claim of presidential immunity. And he may not be in Florida for Barron Trump's high school graduation next month.
This is political. It's election interference. You're not even allowing a father, never mind a former president, but a father attend his son's graduation.
Trump legal spokeswoman Elena Haba. The trial could last up to 8 weeks and will run every weekday except Wednesdays. Secretary of State Blinken is headed to Italy for the G7 foreign ministers meeting. The White House announced he would attend before Iran's massive attack on Israel.
But since then, President Biden convened G7 leaders who issued a joint statement condemning Iran's attack against Israel. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says they're discussing possible additional sanctions against Iran.
Our teams are now following up with G7 capitals on new multilateral sanctions to target Iran's missile and other nefarious programs.
Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The FBI opens a criminal investigation into the deadly Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore.
FBI agents are aboard the cargo vessel Dolly, and the source familiar says they're looking at any violations of federal maritime law, focusing on whether ship personnel may have been aware of any onboard technical or operational issues before the ship left port.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. Crews have recovered a fourth body of a construction worker. Two others are still missing and presumed dead. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
House Republican impeachment leaders are set to send the Senate articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer addressing the chamber ahead of the House delivering the articles of impeachment against DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
As I've said repeatedly, impeachment should never be used to settle a policy disagreement. That would set a horrible precedent for the Congress.
Adding,
we are ready to go whenever the House sends us the articles.
GOP Senator Roger Marshall tells Fox Business's The Evening Edit the Democratic leader will dismiss the charges and Republicans' calls for a trial.
This topic is so toxic that they don't want to have a trial. So he's planning on tabling it.
The GOP-led House, which impeached Mayorkas, claims he willingly failed to secure the border. Democrats argue it's all political. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
One of Copenhagen's oldest buildings is on fire and its iconic spire has collapsed. The roof of the 17th century old stock exchange that was once Denmark's financial center engulfed in flames. The building is situated next to the Christiansborg Palace. A federal women's prison in Dublin, California, rocked by a sexual abuse scandal, is shutting down.
And all 600 women are being moved to points unknown. The Bureau of Prisons says they're shutting the Dublin facility because it is not meeting expected standards. The agency says the closure may be temporary. The federal judge overseeing reforms held an emergency hearing Monday and directed the special master in charge of the prison to make sure inmates are properly transferred to other prisons, halfway houses, home confinement, or given compassionate release.
Henry Lee with Fox 2, San Francisco. Tesla plans to cut more than 10% of its global workforce as demand for electric vehicles cools. Two of the company's top executives are also leaving. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.